Welcome and seven blessings to all the dear family in the room, and for those that are listening on the phone, welcome and seven blessings. And for all the dear souls that will be listening to this recording on a later date, seven blessings to you as well. Before we begin our study, we are still reading from Desire of Ages, Chapter 12, The Temptation. This is Part 4 on this Sabbath day, April 26, 2014. Before we begin our study, we will open with opening songs. The title is The Law of the Lord is Perfect, taken from the Book of Psalms, Chapter 19, Verses 7 to 10 and 14. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimonies of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired than gold, yet they must find gold. Sweeter also than a honey and a honeycomb. The statutes of the Lord arise, rejoice in the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired than gold, yes, they must find gold. Sweeter also than a honey and the honeycomb. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired than gold, yes, they must find gold. Sweeter also than a honey and a honeycomb. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight, O Lord. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. More to be desired than gold, yes, they must find gold. Sweeter also than a honey and a honeycomb. And a honeycomb. Amen. If anyone of their family would like to have opening prayer, mommies or daddies, bubble up.
Alpha, I thank you for the spirit to have this blessed day. I thank you for the spirit to wake us up this morning to have another blessed day. I pray you to keep us holy in all our thoughts. Let us be able to understand right from wrong, be careful what we're seeing and what we're doing. Let us be able to understand right from wrong and what to learn from the study that we may be able to be. Be show mercy and also be able to learn and keep it in our minds and our hearts. I pray be able to protect us from the weak at home and even give Sister Wu, Brother Zariah, and Sister House a safe journey as they come back to help us or help their friend as well. And I pray be able to be making us be able to be strong and merciful in all our thoughts and to be show loving kindness is to anyone who needs it. That's my prayer, Jesus Christ, going. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Before we begin our children's Sabbath school study, we will open with opening scripture. It's taken from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 2 from the King James Version, and it reads, "And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldst keep his commandment or no." This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 4 in our lesson entitled, The Temptation of Our Study Book. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, voila.
Deuteronomy 8:3, "And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that the man doeth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord doeth man live." Matthew 4:2, "And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered." Amen.
Matthew 6:33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Matthew 6:34, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Daniel 6:27, "He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions."
Isaiah 40:31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew thy strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint."
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us continue in our book, Desire Ages, chapter 12. We'll be discussing pages 120 to 121. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph.
Desire of Ages, page 120. "It was in the time of greatest weakness that Christ was assailed by the fiercest temptations. Thus Satan thought to prevail, but this policy he had gained the victory over men. When strength failed and the will power weakened and faith ceased to repose in God, then those who had stood long and valiantly for the right were overcome. Moses was wearied with the 40 years wandering of Israel, when for the moment of his faith let go its hold upon infinite power."
Desire of Ages, page 120. "He failed just upon the borders of the promised land. So with Elijah, who had stood undaunted before King Ahab, who had faced the whole nation of Israel, with the 450 prophets of Baal at their head. After that terrible day on Carmel, when the false prophets had been slain and the people had declared their allegiance to God, Elijah fled for his life before the threats of the idolatrous Jezebel."
Desire of Ages, page 120. "Thus Satan has taken advantage of the weakness of humanity, and he will still work in the same way. Whenever one is encompassed with clouds, perplexed by circumstances, or afflicted by poverty or distress, Satan is at hand to tempt and annoy. He attacks our weak points of character. He seeks to shake our confidence in God, who suffers such a condition of things to exist. We are tempted to distrust God, to question his love."
Desire of Ages, page 120. "Often the tempter comes to us as he has come to Christ, arrayed before us our weakness and infirmity. He hopes to discourage the soul and to break our hold on God. Then he is sure of this prey. If we would meet him as Jesus did, we should escape many a defeat. But parleying with the enemy, we give him an advantage." Desire of Ages, 120.
Question, boys and girls. In what time was Christ assailed by the fiercest temptation by Satan? And why does he choose this time to do so? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
"It was in the time of greatest weakness, and by this policy he had gained the victory over men when strength failed and the will power weakened and faith ceased to repose in God, then those who had stood long and valiantly for the night in right were overcome. Amen.
Great job, dear Azariah. Question, boys and girls, can Satan still work the same way with our weakness today? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
Yes, he will still work in the same way
whenever
one is encompassed with clouds, perplexed by circumstances,
or
afflicted
by poverty,
by distress.
Satan
at him
to tempt
and annoy.
He attacks
our weak points.
Of character.
Amen.
So yes, Satan can do the same thing. So as Hollis was saying, it's whenever we're encompassed with the clouds of fear and perplexed by circumstances, amen, or afflicted by poverty or distress, Satan is at hand to tempt and annoy.
Praise the Lord. Good job, dear ones. Let's learn a scripture song together. And it's taken from Daniel chapter 6, 27 in the King James Version. If any one of the dear family would like to share this following scripture song, bubble up.
He delivereth and rescueth, and he works signs and wonders.
Who in heaven on earth?
Who delivered Daniel from the power of the lion? He delivereth and rescued Elijah. And he worked his signs and wonders that in heaven and on earth. Who delivered Daniel from the power of the lion. He delivered us and rescued us. And he worked his signs and wonders. And in heaven, all on earth, who delivered Daniel from the power of the lion.
Desire Pages, page 121. When Christ said to the tempter, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, he repeated the words that more than 1400 years before he had spoken to Israel. The Lord thy God led thee 40 years in the wilderness, and he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know.
Desire of Ages, page 121. He might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Deuteronomy 8:2-3. In the wilderness, when all means of sustenance failed, God sent his people manna from heaven, and a sufficient and constant supply was given. The provision was to teach them that while they trusted in God and walked in his way, he would not forsake them. The Savior now practiced the lesson he had taught to Israel.
Desire of Ages, page 121. By the word of God, succor had been given to the Hebrew host, and by the same word it would be given to Jesus. He awaited God's time to bring relief. He was in the wilderness in obedience to God, and he would not obtain food by following the suggestions of Satan. In the presence of the witnessing universe, he testified that it is a less calamity to suffer whatever may befall than to depart in any manner from the will of God.
Question, boys and girls. How was Christ's word to the tempter repeated 1400 years before he had spoken to Israel? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is in the wilderness, when all means of sustenance fail, God sent his people manna from heaven, and a sufficient and constant supply was given. Provision was to teach them that while they trusted in God or walked in his ways, he would not forsake them.
We have another question, dear ones. Boys and girls, did our Savior practice the same lesson he had taught to Israel, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
Yes, he waited God's time to bring relief. He was in the wilderness in obedience to God, and he would not obtain food by following the suggestions of Satan. Amen.
Amen. Good job, dear ones. Let's learn two more scriptures from the scriptures, dear one, together. And they are taken from Isaiah 40, 31 and Isaiah 41, 10 from the King James Version. If anyone of the dear family know these scripture songs, can you share it with us in the room?
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to hate. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41:10.
Desire
8,
page 121. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Often the follower of Christ is brought where he cannot serve God and carry forward his worldly enterprises. Perhaps it appears that obedience to some plain requirement of God will cut off his means of support. Satan will make him believe that he must sacrifice his conscious convictions. But the only thing in our world upon which we can rely is the word of God. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 121. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Even in this life, it is not for our good to depart from the will of our Father in heaven. When we learn the power of his word, we shall not follow the suggestions of Satan in order to obtain food or to save our lives. Our only questions will be, what is God's command? And what his promise. Knowing these, we shall obey the one and trust the other.
Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What promise did the Lord give in his holy word? If we seek the kingdom first and his righteousness, and what will happen when we learn the power of his word? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And we shall not follow the suggestions of Satan in order to obtain food or to save our lives. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this particular one, try to remember and keep it as a memory verse. It's taken from Matthew 6:33 from the King James Version, and it goes like this. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, dear ones. We have come to the ending of our Sabbath school lesson for the children. Next week, we will end our lesson with part 5 of our study in our book entitled The Temptation. If any one of the dear mommies and daddies or little ones would like to have closing prayer.
Father God, we follow what you give us. Bless everyone on the chat room. Bless Joshua. Bless Keon. Bless T. Rosie. Bless everyone on the chat room. And let's be safe. And bless everyone. And thank you for this wonderful Saturday. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we love you and we thank you for all that you do. We just pray that you just continue to bless us. We pray and we thank you for this blessed Sabbath. We do pray for all those, Father God, that are joining us this morning and that will join us on the chat room, and all those, Father God, that are worshiping you here today on the Sabbath. We just thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Next Sabbath, dear ones, we will be still in chapter 12, The Temptation, but it's part 5, and that will be held on Sabbath, May 3rd of 2014. We have prepared children's Sabbath school activity for all the dear ones that they may continue their study in getting acquainted with all that they have learned, and especially the words that they have heard during the reading. We hope and pray that you are blessed by not only the reading, but also all the activities that has been prepared. May you all have a blessed Sabbath. For all of those listening on the phone, welcome and thank you, and may you continue having a blessed Sabbath in this rest of the day.